Hi, everyone.
Hey, Anna Maria.
Anna Maria.
Hello.
Hello, Sandra Johnson is on.
Hey, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. This is Marianne.
All right.
This is
It looks
Erica
like we
from.
have a full house. Do we have quorum here?
Hello, Lisa's
All
here.
right. I see Anne Marie, Erin, Georgia, Marianne, Elise.
George.
Missing.
I'm here.
Let's see if we have quorum. Is George on?
I'm on. Can you see me?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
I think we have quorum.
Andrew has joined.
Okay, it's Anna. So we have quorum. So I guess we can get started. Odyssey Board of Directors meeting for May 20th, 6:01. It's a call the meeting order. And I'd like to do the Pledge of Allegiance to start us off. Get going with that. I pledge allegiance to the flag. The United States of America, to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I think we need to practice that one, yeah.
Okay, so we have approval of the last board meeting minutes. Those came out in the email. Have all the board members seen them? Do we have any corrections to those minutes? Okay, do we have a motion?
I move to approve the minutes of the, what month was that? April meeting?
Yes, it was April 22nd.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Elias, this is Rodrigo. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good. Okay.
Okay. You didn't have any changes in the minutes, so we're good. Okay. All right.
Okay, good.
Next item on the agenda is acknowledge student staff achievements.
Good evening, everyone. Denise Parks here. This is an exciting evening. Let's start off with our student recognition. As we all know, we're preparing for the first graduating class from Odyssey Charter High School. And tonight I have two distinguished members of our senior class. I'd like to introduce everyone to valedictorian David Smith and salutatorian Nellie Levitsky. So congratulations to both girls that are joining us tonight. And I've asked them both to just speak for a minute about their experiences as a high school student at Odyssey Charter School. So Nellie, as salutatorian, would you mind starting us off this evening?
Sure. So I came to Odyssey in sixth grade, and I remember not knowing anyone at the time, and I remember feeling very welcomed on the first day, and I think it was just because that Odyssey is such a tight-knit community, and that's what I really loved about this school. For the past 6 years, I've got to watch Odyssey grow and become the school that it is, and it has been a wonderful experience. The teachers, staff, the administration, they've been nothing but the best, and they've been encouraging us. And I believe that because of their hard work and dedication, we're here, and they made our high school experience so memorable. So, yeah, thank you.
Nellie, that was lovely. And thank you so much for an incredible high school career. And on behalf of the board and administration and faculty, we wish you the very best as you finish out your senior year and embark on your post-secondary career. Congratulations.
Thank you, Nellie.
At this point, I'd like to ask our valedictorian, Morgan Smith, to also say a few words. Hi, Morgan.
Hi, everybody. So I came to Odyssey in ninth grade, and I was pretty scared.
I think we may have some audio problems. Can you hear us?
Teachers and the students all support and encourage one another. I'm thankful that I got to play volleyball because it was so fun and helped me become further involved in the school. Overall, Odyssey is an amazing community and I have grown so much during my time here.
Excellent. Morgan, I again would like to congratulate you on behalf of the board, administration, faculty, and the entire Odyssey community. You truly are an excellent member of Odyssey Charter High School, and we wish you the best as you move forward with your academic career. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Morgan. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to us. Looking forward to your speech at graduation.
Thanks.
And Nellie too. Thanks.
Very good. And at this point, I'd like to shift gears to staff recognition. We, as an admin and a committee, worked over the past month to recognize teachers of the year. We have a teacher of the year at each division, and I'd like to just take a minute to talk about each of our teachers. We interviewed each teacher of the year from the divisions to determine who would be representing Odyssey Charter School as our overall teacher of the year. So first up is our lower school teacher of the year, Katie Barry. And in our interview, she has shared that she cultivates a growth mindset in her students. She works to provide alternate assessments and multiple opportunities for students to show growth and learning. And she really has a student-centered classroom. And she, in fact, noted on, this is a quote from her interview, that sometimes I don't even need to be there in her classroom. The students, they know what to do and they run. And I can attest to that, having visited Ms. Barry's classroom, that indeed her students really do lead their learning. So congratulations to Mrs. Barry, our lower school teacher of the year. Up next is our intermediate school teacher of the year, Ms. Joanne Laurent. In our interview with her, she noted that she believes that the classroom should be a place where students feel comfortable to take risks. She is always asking, as a professional, as a teacher, what can I do better to help my students? And a quote from her interview is, she said that all students start with a blank slate when they enter my classroom. So Ms. Laurent, thank you so much. You're an excellent representative of our faculty at Odyssey Charter School. Representing the middle school at Odyssey Charter School is Ms. Marianthi Clodaris Buckley. She is a seventh grade English teacher. Ms. Buckley sees herself as a facilitator in the classroom. She feels that she doesn't fill students' buckets, rather she shows them where the water is. She believes in social justice and works to teach social justice to her middle school students. And teaching critical thinking skills is to teach them social justice. And what she noted in her interview is that, I teach students how to respect themselves and others. And what a wonderful attribute that is in our middle school faculty. So congratulations to Miss KB, as we affectionately call her. And last but not least, representing Odyssey Charter High School is Miss Melissa Tracy. In our interview with Miss Tracy, she noted that her teaching philosophy has a foundation in equity and culturally responsive teaching. She strives to be a model for her students and what it means to be a lifelong learner. her classes are multidisciplinary. And she noted that, I love that people walk into my classroom and they don't know what I teach. And a quote from her interview is that she notes that, I want my students to be good people, good global citizens. So congratulations as well to Miss Tracy representing Odyssey Charter High School. So today I had the wonderful opportunity of joining our administration in visiting the home of our Teacher of the Year. And I'd like to announce that formally tonight. Congratulations to Miss Melissa Tracy, who is the Odyssey Charter Teacher of the Year. Congratulations, Miss Tracy.
Congratulations, Melissa.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Congrats. And congrats to all the nominees that won in their respective schools. Great job, great work, and we're really proud to have you all in Odyssey.
Thank you, Elias.
Did you have anything else, Denise?
I'm sorry, and that wraps up the staff recognition. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Public comments. Do we have any public comments on the agenda, Erin?
I didn't receive any requests, no.
Okay. So I did want, before we go to the monthly financial reviews, I did want to move something up on the agenda. We do have two new board members that are being appointed tonight from AHEPA. And so I wanted to give AHEPA the opportunity to bring them on board now at the beginning of the meeting. George, did you want to introduce them?
Sure. Good evening, everyone. Hope everybody's doing well. As Elias said, AHEPA has two new appointees for tonight. Both are active members in their communities and with OCS over the years. The appointees are Georgia Halakos and Ken Perzwara. Georgia and Ken, myself and the board welcome you and look forward to working with you now.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming aboard.
Glad to be on board.
Now, if both of you want to say a few words, go for it, Georgia.
Should I go first?
Yeah, ladies first.
Thank you. I would like to say it's an honor to be able to join this board. I've heard many wonderful things, and I'm really honored that I've been chosen, and I'm here to do my best for the school, for the children, and for our general community. And I think the Odyssey School is a wonderful school, and I think it deserves our great attention, which everyone here on the board I'm sure is here for the same reason we all are. So thank you so much, and I'm glad to be on board.
Thank you. Ken, you there?
I am. Yeah, I also am honored to serve on the board and as a representative from AHEPA. I've been involved with the school. My daughter started there back in 06. Unfortunately, she didn't last long enough. She was in that first class that aged out, so she left at fifth grade. But I've been supporting the school ever since through the work at AHEPA, and I look forward to helping in any way I can as the school moves forward and grows and continues to be a shining star in the educational world.
Excellent. Thank you.
Well, congratulations. Thank you both for joining the board, and we look forward to your participation. Thank you, Georgia. Thank you, Ken. And we got a lot of things lined up for you to help out. So we appreciate you guys joining the board.
That means
the board is now at its full contingent now. We have 11 members on the board. 6 non-AHEPAs and 5 AHEPAs. Okay. Next order of business is the monthly financial review.
Yes. Before I jump into the report, I would just like to mention that Jeff Koss joined us last week as your new business manager, and Jeff is on our meeting call this evening. And Jeff jumped right into working and helped prepare the report that we are presenting this evening, and sometime in the near future he will be taking over the presentations.
Great, thank you. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I look forward to working with all of you guys as we get to know each other a little bit better.
Great. I don't have screen sharing ability, but if you could give me screen sharing ability, I can put up the PowerPoint or I can just talk through it.
You know what, Karen, I don't know what is wrong with this one. For some reason, it's not the simple usual turning it over to you. Sorry.
That's okay. We will just talk through it. So we are reviewing the results of operations as of April 30th, and we are 10 months or 83% of the way through the fiscal year. And the final budgeted revenues are collected to date are $31,350,000, and that represents 97.2% of the total budgeted revenues for the year. The funds that came in April consist of other state funds of $2,600. That's for a teacher scholarship. It's an in and out on both sides of the revenue and expense. This is the time of year when the Department of Education trues up the federal grants, and the school received $14,944 for the grants. Local school district transfers an interest of $24,605. The aftercare program actually has a reduction because we have processed refunds to people for the last half of March and some that had already paid for April, and that amounted to $18,832 reduction in revenues. Food service collected $20,772. Rent proceeds from academia and the ABC Kids at St. Thomas of $65,409. The additional rent tenant billing from academia of $8,000. Student body activities of $8,149 and just $150 added to the capital campaign. The expenses are budgeted at $29,686,000 and spent to date is $24,034,000 with encumbrances of $74,000. And that represents 81.21% of the budget. As I mentioned earlier, we're at 83% of the fiscal year. We also every month include projections for the last couple of months. And as we mentioned last month, we have the projection set up for school closure for the rest of the year. And both the revenues and expenses have been impacted by the shutdown. The one revenue impact that we have not discussed yet is that we are adding $197,000 worth of revenue to the projection to be received in June, and that represents a draw on the repair and replacement fund that the investors hold. If you recall, for the first 5 years under the bond, the school has contributed $120,000. So currently at the investors, there's $600,000 plus interest earned on hold, and Ricardo has prepared a draw of just under $197,000 for expenses that have already been incurred. So that would be an increase to the bottom line projection for the year. We continued to analyze the various expense categories in the projection because now we have a month and a half of the shutdown, and we have data that we can look at to see where we think we're going to end up for the ending cash projection. And under contracted services, there's a savings of about $364,000. And that represents substitute teachers, energy, buildings and grounds repairs, student body activity, that's also been reduced on the revenue side, and special placements. We also this month in the projection have added the $93,000 payback under the initial probation that the school was placed under. So we're projecting that that will be returned to DOE before June. We have some expenses on the supply and material side that also were reduced under food, fuel, we have reduced building improvements. So when all of these adjustments were made, where we started in the final budget that the board approved in February of a projected ending cash balance of $3,008,000, we are now at this point projecting an ending cash balance of $3,757,000. So that is an increase in the projection of almost $750,000 for the ending cash balance. You know, there's still a couple of categories where maybe that can go up a little bit more, but I think we're very confident in that projection at this point in time. As I said, we have enough information now about the shutdown that we can pretty accurately project. And see if there's any questions from anybody.
Is the increase of $750,000 or so, is that primarily attributed to the shutdown or savings as a result of the shutdown?
Most of it is, but then we also have the $197,000 that we added for the repair and replacement reserve. We were already, we started at the $3 million with the final budget, but around March we were projecting about $3.3 million. So we already had some savings that we were recognizing under the budget. It's really from the 3.3 to the 3.7 that's impacted by the shutdown and the $197,000. So there are several factors in there. Okay. The report and the web report was emailed out to everyone, so at this point in time, we normally have an approval for the posting of the web report.
A motion to approve the web report.
I'll give that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Head of school report, Denise.
Good evening again. It's that time of year where we are wrapping things up. It's been an unusual culmination of the school year, but nonetheless, there's a lot of activities occurring. I start off by noting that our new instruction at what we call level 3 is wrapping up at the end of this week. And students will then have 2 weeks of review and time to catch up on the material that they've been working on since the school has been in a remote learning environment. And we are scheduled for review and reflect activities through June 5th, the last day of school. But this is our last week of new material. One of the big topics of discussion right now, of course, is graduation. We are working diligently on those plans. We do have an event scheduled for our seniors on May 30th, and we're working to make that as special as possible. With the recent announcements from Governor Carney regarding the potential loosening of restrictions, we are looking at what options we have available, but we do have a plan in place, and we very much look forward to our event taking place on May 30th. And we still tentatively have an event scheduled for the end of July at the Grand in Wilmington. So more information to come on that. Regarding summer camp, we have determined that the first 2 weeks of camp, which would run through July 3rd, those first 2 weeks have been canceled. And we are waiting until about mid-June, June 12th, to make a determination as to the remainder of the summer as to whether or not we will be holding summer camp. Again, we're working with guidance, of course, from Governor Carney and the state of Delaware, but also the CDC and the Division of Public Health to make decisions in the best interest of our staff and students' health. So at this point for summer camp, the first 2 weeks are canceled and the remaining sessions are to be determined based on guidance from those areas. Regarding summer school, we are preparing invites for summer school. I want to note that students will have a break from online learning at the beginning of the summer, we intend to give students a bit of time to catch their breath once we wrap up school on June 5th before we jump into summer school. And based on the restrictions that are in place, we're looking at a variety of options for summer school. We may be able to have some form of small group face-to-face instruction, potentially. We may have a hybrid environment, or we may be completely online. But we are working closely with the Department of Education, who's releasing guidance around what summer school will look like. And so more information to come on that. Last but not least, certainly while we're wrapping up the school year and thinking about summer work, we are also looking ahead to what reopening in the fall is going to look like. Committees have been formed both at Odyssey Charter School at the school level and also at the state level. Odyssey is seeking input from all stakeholder groups, and I would encourage any community members who are interested in participating in the school level groups on this to reach out to Elias, if that's okay with you, Elias.
As a point of contact
for possible work on the committees. And regarding the state level committee work, that guidance will be ongoing and communicated on a regular basis. So we expect that as the working groups at the department and at the Department of Education at the state level, they indicated that they are going to be continually releasing information between now and throughout the summer so that we can be making informed decisions within our committee groups. And that is the head of school report. If anyone has any questions, I'm happy to address them.
Denise, I have a question. It's Anna Maria. Are we doing anything for the graduates, like putting banners like other schools do, or somehow highlighting their, since they are the first graduating class, somehow highlighting them?
Absolutely. Last week, we distributed lawn signs to all of our high school seniors. That was a lot of fun. There are some pictures on social media of the visits that we made. We also have online and social media, we have a senior spotlight that's occurring every day. I hope some people have had a chance to check out all of our wonderful seniors and their memories and information about where they're going. And we do have some special events planned between now and graduation as well.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
Next up is the Greek program report. Marina, are you on?
Yes, good evening. Good evening, all. So, three things. As was announced in the last meeting, the summer program for high school students of the Center for Hellenic Studies, Harvard University, will not be canceled, but it will be online during the scheduled dates, July 2 to 17, 2020. Three OCS students applied for the scholarship: Paige Harrison, senior; Anastasia Riga, 10th grade; Kanmanian Dudaraikanan, 10th grade. And we are waiting for the results to be announced very soon. In the middle school, well, we may still be teaching remotely, but schools in Greece opened last week. And the American Farm School suggested that we continue the collaborative projects that were initiated in January. So we have three middle school teachers, Alexandra Mailonas, Georgia Nicolaou, and Christina Blastaridis, who are continuing their collaboration with middle school teachers and students of American Farm Schools by engaging their students in three different intercultural projects. And we're going to disseminate those through the Greek news next month. And finally, with respect to the Elenomathia exams, it was recently announced that the exams will most likely take place at the beginning or mid-October 2020. Thank you.
Thank you, Marina. Next up, report Campus Operations Officer, Ricardo.
Thank you, Elias. Good evening, everybody. Want to start with a quick summary of the work that the personnel for operations has been doing. The facility staff continues fully engaged in maintaining our physical plant. A lot of the work that is usually done in the summer is being anticipated as a result of the closure. A lot of the painting in school common areas is being conducted at this point in time. Most of our food service staff has been furloughed since essential work in the area has basically been completed. We still have staff that is working on planning for the summer activities following the guidance and the decisions that are occurring, is also starting to think and participate in the planning for what a fall reopening might look like. We have actually one employee that is supporting the community education building in their free feeding program in the city of Wilmington. Our transportation staff continues to work on a modified schedule, ensuring that all our buses are appropriately maintained and operational during an extended closure period. They have been actively supporting also the distribution of the laptops and Chromebooks and are currently engaged in supporting the board's food drive that is happening this week. With regards to construction-related activities, the Building 20 Lobby Safety and Security Enhancement Project has been completed. With this, the building's main entrance for parents will move from the backside between Building 20 and Building 23 to the front side, which is the side that will eventually be facing the Wegmans facility. Where the Building 20 gates are. The last similar type project where we enhanced the access limitations, so people have to go through two sets of coded doors, will be for Building 23, and that will be implemented once all the construction in Building 23 is concluded. As we mentioned last month, we issued a construction management RFP and are in the final stages of the selection process. And this has to do with the work to be done in Building 23, finishing the 10 classrooms, and then the launch of the large gym. We have met with the executive committee and had a discussion with them. We have had a request for additional information, and we expect and hope that a final recommendation board decision will occur next week. With regards to the support initiatives of IT, we have completed the broader distribution program of Chromebooks. If you recall, we started with those who did not have any supports at home in terms of Chromebooks and Wi-Fi access. We then moved to families that had three or more students, providing an additional unit to them, and then to families with two students. So that phase has been completed, and now we're in the maintenance and support in terms of replacement of units as needed. Hopefully that now is sort of in a maintenance mode. Once again, my appreciation to both the IT team that was very responsive in supporting this need, and the transportation team, who also participated in the distribution, both at the school and, taking Chromebooks to the homes of our families. Finally, the ClassLink one-stop portal has been successfully launched at the school and made available to staff, parents, students.
You can read? Yes.
And, you know, and with this launch, it simplifies the access for multiple password access on different sites and puts them on a one-stop shop platform. The beauty of this is that through Dino's leadership, we are one of the first schools in the state to actually implement the program on the ground. And the DOE is looking to Odyssey, you know, to call learnings from our implementation program as they disseminate it across the state. We are also, of course, the first charter school to launch the ClassLink portal. This will hopefully make life easier for our families, and it will also help reduce the need of IT help ticket support for access to computers and you know, and the effective use of the websites that would be accessed through the portal. And that is my current operations report. I'm glad to address any questions. Thank you.
Just one quick question on the Chromebooks. Are we working towards a one-to-one Chromebook policy? I wasn't clear on that.
Yes, we are. There's an ongoing discussion that has just been happening now. Just recently, over the past 2 weeks, in the sense of an assessment of what are the needs to be able to go to a one-to-one. So Dino has completed a system view in terms of the number of units and the, you know, the funds that would need to be expended. I believe, if I recall correctly, he's looking at not only in terms of going to a one-to-one, but also replacement units, the obsolescence and turnover of that. I believe he's looking at about some 1,400 units that would have to be purchased for, you know, a little south of $500,000. These could be purchased or leased, and we're in discussions also with the business office and with Karen, to see the affordability of it, and how to thread this through the budgets, but also more critical is aligning these support conversations to the needs of the academic team to be able to implement it in the most meaningful way for the different schools. A Chromebook may not be a Chromebook for the lower school, where our smallest children might not be as savvy in terms of using a QWERTY keyboard. And so a tablet strategy is being explored there. So this is a lengthy answer to your question. Yes, it is being done at great depth, Elias.
Thank you, Ricardo. Is there, just a follow-up quick, is there a timeline for that? Is that looking at a 3-month process, 6 month, 12 month? Any idea? Or not really clear right now.
I think it's not cast in stone yet. It would be wonderful if we could just turn on the spigot, you know, given the respite that we have, generally speaking, this summer, and say, yes, we would love to be able to implement it first semester, you know, this coming year. But, you know, placing an order for 1,400 units in a time of intense remote learning, the supply, there may be a lead time issue for, you know, for the prompt delivery of the number of units. And all of this has to be dialed into it. Also, we want to make sure that we don't burden necessarily the budget. And, you know, we explore any additional funding that is available, be it through the CARES funding, the $215,000 that we still have to allocate, that we have been assigned, but we have to allocate to different initiatives, and any additional funding that might be required should remote learning continue at the beginning of the school year. So, I mean, there are a lot of moving parts and uncertainties that will define the proposal of a timeline.
Okay. All right, thank you, Ricardo. Appreciate it. Next up, Citizens Budget Oversight Committee. Is anyone on from the CBOC? Okay, I guess we'll skip that report. Did they not meet this month, George?
No, they met right before this meeting. I wasn't able to make it, but Ricardo and Karen were there. Was Paul on it, Ricardo?
Yes, George. Paul was. He did chair the meeting. I don't know if he's on the call.
I'm looking now.
Yeah, at this point in time.
I don't see him on. Okay. Well, we can come back to him if he has something. Faculty report from board rep. Before you get started, the only question I have is, if folks don't have your phones or computers muted, could you do that? Because we get a lot of feedback on some of the calls, and so if you can mute it unless you're asking a question or talking, that would be great. Next up, faculty report from the board. I think Marianne and Eva are both going to say something.
Go ahead, Marianne.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Eva. So as we wind down the academic year, and while everything seems so uncertain, the teachers, ever since we've been asked to move into remote learning, became laser focused on learning new skills and becoming YouTube stars as we all moved into this online teaching world. And even as we were creating new lessons, we were pursuing conversations on the best ways to meet the needs of our students now and after we return, and preparing for the various scenarios of what our return will be like. So we thank the families for working with us this past couple of months, and we do know that it has not been easy and that all of us had a different experience with online learning. And as Denise said earlier, we sent out all the new teaching material to the families, and students can use the next 2 weeks to catch up on any missing work and submit that work. Please be sure to contact your students' teachers if you have any concerns with schoolwork. Thank you. Eva?
Yes, since Marianne did the faculty report, I will report on a couple of outreach initiatives that our own staff and the board of directors is involved with as a response to this pandemic crisis. I feel strongly that as an educational institution, it is our responsibility to model for our students how to be part of a community and how to care for each other. Furthermore, we're an educational institution that is based on Hellenic values. So this is something within our cultural identity. It's not accidental that the English word philanthropy, it comes from the Greek one, philanthropia, and it means exactly that, love for our fellow human beings. So currently we have two ongoing community service campaigns. The one is we are using our school's only 3D printer to create PPE materials, and I will explain. Our own Sani Kalima, who is the high school computer science teacher and the director of the before and after care programs, she had the foresight to ask for permission to bring the school's 3D printer to her home at the beginning of this crisis. Then through the magic of social media, she saw that I had posted something about my son being involved with a group that mobilizes public school schools and districts to print PPE, personal protection equipment. So she reached out to me to find out more. Let me explain that this group, what they are doing is they work with public school teachers who use their school's 3D printers, and then they coordinate them with healthcare facilities in need. And this whole effort is with the blessings of the Secretary Bunting and Governor Carney's office. So the two of them came together, Sonny and Yanni is my son, and they started working. Sonny did the physical work and her family. And using this 3D printer day and night, I guess, she produced about 50 face shields. It may sound like a small number, but these are not disposable. They are plastic. They can be sanitized and washed again. And that many more ear savers, they call them. So this first batch was delivered by my son to Christiana Care Union, to some very grateful staff there. She's currently working on a second order that will go out to Nemours Hospital for Children. And this was generously financed by a couple board members. I'm not going to mention names here, but there is a cost to it for the filament, it's called, the material that you feed into the 3D printer to produce these masks. So the other, if you would like to help with that, please get in touch with me, email me. I mean, there cannot be too many people involved with it, but some people can help with the assembly and of course with the finances, that's always welcome. Another ongoing campaign we have is our food drive. As we are all aware, this pandemic didn't only have health consequences, right? Many families became, many people became unemployed, many families became food insecure. By now you probably have all seen the flyers that went out, the communication, the social media posts. It all started with a very basic idea, give what you can, take what you need, and it took a life on its own. I'm very humble, I'm very overwhelmed by the response of the OCS community. I won't lie and tell you that I expected it. I thought I'm gonna be doing a lot of it by myself, and I'm not. Everybody has offered their help, from the school's leadership, the board of directors, the heads of the school, of course, the campus operation officer, our facilities team with Mr. Stewart, our food department with Kim, the transportation department. We have our buses picking up food. It's amazing to see them coming back with bags of food that they picked from around the community. Our counselors have reached out to our own families in need. Our wonderful nurses have set us up so we observe all the guidelines by the state. You know, we are all masked, we are all sanitized and all that stuff. Our PTO representatives came out to help. Many, many of our teachers who donated and physically came to help. And most of all, and most importantly, our wonderfully generous families, their support and generosity, again, it's heartwarming. We have already collected a great amount of food. I was joking today with Ricardo that I feel like the manager of Costco. It's so much food in the small gym. It's amazing. And I hear that some AHEPAN members heard that we had some shortages, and tomorrow they are bringing us a large donation of food, canned meats, canned tuna, things that we were missing today. So now we need you to encourage those that are in need to come out and pick up the food. If they cannot come out, we can still deliver it to them. Email me and I will find somebody to drive boxes of food to people's homes. I will be there, a group of us will be there tomorrow from 10 to 4, and then again on Friday from 10 to 4. Everything that is left over will be donated to the Food Bank of Delaware. Thank you from the bottom of my heart to everyone who has helped and contributed to this initiative. That's all from me.
Thank you, Eva. Thank you, Marianne. Appreciate the updates.
Thank you, Eva.
And great work and great job by both of you, and great job on the food drive.
Thanks, Eva. Can I just say, can everyone again mute, please? I can see everyone who's joined by computer is muted, but there are several people who have dialed in who are not. I can mute everyone, but it's not very simple for folks to unmute themselves if they've just dialed in after. So we're going to give it a few more minutes, and if we're solving problems, I'm going to need the board members to tell me what their last four digits of their phone numbers are, and I'm going to mute everyone else. But if we could just please have everyone's cooperation to mute yourself if you're not speaking, that would be great. Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron. Next up is the PTO report from board rep. I'm not sure if anybody was able to attend the last PTO meeting. Do we have a report?
Elias, I'm here if you want me to talk on behalf of PTO. It's Kaya.
Yeah, if you can give us a quick update.
Yes. So currently we're wrapping up the book fair that we set up that we were unable to hold. We did have teacher preview days, and we did have a couple of sales from that. We did do a virtual book fair. We raised about 35 Scholastic dollars. We are in the process of wrapping up our paving the way. We're leaving open the link if anyone wants to continue to donate. We would greatly appreciate that. The funds will go to the Chromebooks, furniture for the high school, and great computers for the classrooms. So we'll be wrapping up shortly, and Joe Corby's will also be delivered sometime in June. I believe we have a set up date for that, and we'll be announcing that tomorrow night at our PTO meeting. And that's all I have.
Well, there were also elections recently. You want to give us an update on that?
Yes, there was elections at the beginning of the month. I, of course, am PTO president. Shamika Martin is the vice president. Lakia Belcher has stayed on as the correspondence secretary. We brought on Marina Clazaris as our VP of membership, and Jessica Fouracre for our secretary, and Mike Russo as our treasurer. So the two people leaving our board is Lori Hayes and Ann Hammond.
Thank you, Kaya. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next up is compliance committee report. This is looking at the probationary conditions and trying to get us in line to satisfy those. We have one condition left. I'm going to let Elise, who's done a lot of work in helping us, work through one of these final aspects here with respect to condition two, which is repayment of funds. Do you want to talk a little bit about where we are with that?
Sure. We've discussed with the CSEC, the Charter School Accountability Committee, various ways of satisfying the last remaining condition. We've gotten official word that all the other conditions have indeed been satisfied. So we have one condition remaining. It is condition number two, and that pertains to the recovery of $93,000 that the Department of Education felt was misspent and was not spent consistent with the Odyssey Charter. We have agreed to resolve it. We discussed many different ways of whether fundraising or how to bring new, quote unquote, new dollars to school that would not be deemed public dollars by the Department of Education. And as of this morning, the executive committee held a call with the CSAC, with Dr. Longfellow and Leroy Travers and their counsel, Daryl Parsons, to finalize the terms of the memorandum of agreement that puts that condition behind us. And with the execution, I'll let Elias chime in on that, and the board members received a copy of that earlier today. We'll be voting on approving that memorandum with returning the $93,000 that the Department of Education deems to have been spent inappropriately. With that behind us, the CSEC will be recommending to the Secretary, to Secretary Bunting, to release Odyssey off a formal review, and that will hopefully put this entire process behind us so we can move forward.
Thank you, Elise. And so, as Elise mentioned, we've established a memorandum of agreement with the DOE, which we circulated to the board members. And so what we want to do with that MOA is put it up for a vote. Does anybody have a motion to approve the MOA that was distributed earlier today?
I will move to approve.
I'll second it.
Second. Okay. What I'd like to do now is open it up for any questions or comments or debate. Does anybody have any questions regarding the MOA or any comments?
I guess my only comment, this is Erin, having been on a number of the calls with the DOE, this certainly seems like the clearest path to completing this process and getting us through the probationary period and moving on to being eligible for grants and fundraising opportunities that we're simply not able to take advantage of today. I think especially in the current sort of economic cycle and where we are with respect to budget uncertainty, everything we can do to enable us to go after those funding opportunities is going to be really important. So I'm supportive of this.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions about the MOE? Okay, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor of approving the memorandum of agreement as written?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries.
You should ask if anybody abstained.
Does anybody abstain?
Because we have two new board members.
No, they all got copies of it as well, too. So yeah. I think I heard Ken vote for approval as well, too. Okay, well, thank you. Next up, non-HEPA nominating committee report. There's nothing going on with the non-HEPA nominating committee at this point in time. It's a lot of words. Okay, so we'll move on to new business. First item on that is discussion of out-of-state travel requests. Denise, any out-of-state travel requests or out-of-home travel requests, I guess?
No, we're not going anywhere at this point in time. There's no new requests. Okay. Thank you.
We have election of officers on there. In lieu of that, we don't have any officers to elect, but we do have some committee members to elect, particularly to the search committee. Do we have any nominations for that?
I nominate Tim Holly, who is a parent, an Odyssey parent, to the search committee.
Do we have a second?
I'll second. This is Erin.
All in favor of nominating Tim Holly to the search committee? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Any abstained? Motion carries. Tim will be an official member of the search committee. Congratulations, Tim, and thank you for your help. Next up, discussion of remote learning. I think we had talked a little bit about that earlier. Denise, do we have any comments or updates on the remote learning?
Well, I touched on that in my head of school report. Again, we are wrapping up new instruction, level 3 instruction on Friday. We'll be rounding out the school year the last 2 weeks with review and catch up. And we'll end our school year on time on June 5th.
Okay, thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
Discussion of qualifications for job. We don't have anything with that. That was a placeholder. Discussion on committees. So we have a number of committees that are now doing quite a bit of work, a number of working groups. I guess we can go through a few of them. Elise, do you want to go first?
Sure. I'll give a quick overview. An update on fundraising and grant writing committee. Melissa Tracy and I chair that committee. We had our first organizational committee meeting on Monday, which was terrific. We had a great turnout. The idea for the committee is to assist our community, both our teachers, staff, parents, volunteers, in how to raise money for the school, how to assess the needs of teachers and the school, and how to kind of hear those efforts to in a most efficient way. This Friday, Melissa and I are hosting a happy hour for teachers to give kind of fundraising 101 to really empower our teachers to identify their needs and be creative and take ownership of, you know, how to fund certain things within their classroom. We're working on developing Odyssey-wide, you know, policy on how to do it appropriately and make sure all of our components and all of the folks who need to be talking to one another are between operations and the business office, as well as obviously with the board, to the extent a grant is a significant undertaking. I'll let Melissa cover some of her successes. She's a terrific counterparty to be on as to co-chair this committee. She's got wealth of experience and incredible track record. So with that, I'll pass the microphone to her.
Hi. So I just wanted to give a report for this academic year. So the Green Team consists of administration students, parents, and teachers. To date, we have been able to fundraise approximately $43,000 just through grants, through a variety of grants. And then as well, we've been able to fundraise about $10,000. And then we've been able to receive about $5,000 in in-kind donations. And that this particular funding has been able to benefit a variety of different projects. Most recently, the Green Team was able to get about $15,000 in funding. Some of the funding will be used for Sensory Garden, and then the remaining funds will be used for an innovative STEM program, an after-school program that will be made available to high school students. And that is my report. I also, just before I forget, I wanted to give a quick shout out to Roddy Gates. She recently received a $1,000 grant from the Mid-Atlantic Association. Sorry, my daughter's in the background. One second. And then as well, I wanted to acknowledge Marianne Yaron because she was able to get several Donors Choose projects funded that enabled her to cover her library program. And I'm going to mute because my daughter's screaming in the background.
Thank you, Melissa, and congrats for being Teacher of the Year.
Thank you.
Did you have any other committee reports, Elisa, you wanted to?
No, I can pass it on to Erin for the Immersion. I know Immersion Committee had a meeting as well.
Sure, yeah. So I'll just say a couple words. Rodrigo, if there's anything you want to add, please feel free to jump in. The Immersion Expansion Committee had its first meeting, I believe it was last Friday. It was attended by members of the board, administration, teachers, and parent stakeholder groups. This was really an initial kind of coming together, introduction of people who are involved, and an opportunity for folks to speak about things that they sort of personally felt the committee should focus on. So just as a reminder, the committee is essentially charged with implementing the board's decision to expand immersion laterally, beginning in the school year after the one that we're about to begin, and also to provide oversight and support for the linear expansion, which is as kids in the immersion program continue to age to different grades, just providing oversight and support for that operation. I thought it was a really productive meeting. We used the entire time with a lot of great input from folks and perspectives, and looking forward to the next session. Rodrigo, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I think it said well, covered well. Like you said, there seems to be a lot of energy from the participants, and I think it was a good, productive first time meeting. And we're certainly, hopefully, we'll continue with a good momentum and come up with a robust plan, as you said, to expand both laterally as well as vertically in the upcoming years.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Elias, you want to cover the search committee? I know the survey just went out last Friday, but if you want to update everybody as to who the members are.
Yeah, so the search committee went out, interview went out last Friday. We have well over 100 responses so far. We're going to keep it open for another week. We'll probably send out another announcement to it. We're getting some good feedback on that. We've been working through search firms as well. We started with about 8 or 9. We're down to about 2 this week, and we've settled on the search firm that we're going to use. We're in final negotiations with them. So we're not going to announce any names right now until we have them under contract, but we expect to have them under contract hopefully within the next few days. And they're going to help us with the process of establishing how we're going to create the job announcement, do interviews, get the nationwide search for candidates. So we expect to bring them in, hopefully bring them into the meeting this Friday, the search meeting this Friday, to walk us through the process and how that's going to play out. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And guys, just so everybody knows, board committees meetings are all public. They're all advertised on our website, and you don't have to be part of any committee to join a meeting. So we, you know, certainly on the fundraising and grants writing committee, we welcome any input and folks who just want to learn or just listen in.
Certainly. Thanks, Elise. Any other comments from you? I know a lot of executive committees on there. Anything else I missed on the search committee? Okay. Any other committee updates from anybody? Did I miss anything? Okay, any working group reports? don't think we have anything on those lines either. Anything for the good of the school?
Hey, Elias, I've got something for good of the school. AHEPA and their family organizations would like to award a scholarship to a graduating female and male student starting this year. We'll continue the scholarship opportunity year after year with the hope that it grows to include more categories like student athletes and stuff like that. Myself and Anna Maria will talk with and work with Ashley Lipson, come up with some criteria, and we hope to have more info by the end of this month, early June, that we can send out to everybody.
Okay. Sorry. That's great news. That's great news. That's amazing. I'm sure our seniors will love it. This class, as well as future classes, are very excited about the scholarship opportunities that are being set up for them to attend college. So thank you. Thank you to AHEPA and the Daughters of Penelope as well, too.
Exactly, yeah.
Any other comments for good of school? Okay. We did have one late request for a public comment. So we will open up the floor for a public comment at this point, Erin.
Yeah, folks should be able to unmute themselves. Looks like Katie, we saw your chat in the Zoom chat, so please feel free to unmute. Yeah. There you are, I see. I don't have a timer going, so just give me.
I'll set a timer.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Katie.
Am I good? Okay. I was going to ask a question earlier or a comment, but then I didn't contact you in time. So I had a question that a lot of people have contacted me about, and I know this isn't a Q&A, so I'm just going to put it out there. And I did already email the entire board after I attended the State Board of Ed meeting 2 weeks ago about concerns I had about probation condition 2, that it wasn't met, and I agree that it's best I want to move forward with this, so I'm happy that there was a resolution, but will the MOU be shared? Are there specifics? Because if we were under the impression that AHEPA had signed a commitment to repay the $93,000, now it sounds like it's coming back, as Karen alluded to, out of our budget, which is kind of, I'm not sure, because at the State Board of Ed meeting, they said that Odyssey should not be paying back Odyssey, meaning the school should suffer due to that money that was owed back. So I think there's a lot of, I'm getting a lot of messages and emails tonight about what the plan is. Will the MOU be shared? And why is it now turning that we're paying it back when that wasn't the original plan? And these were kind of some of the concerns that I had shared originally in an email a few weeks ago, just that these things that was still unresolved, and I was hoping a resolution that wouldn't impact our budget, as teachers are being non-renewed and the budget's tight, and it's pretty, we're being told over and over again how tight the budget is. So this just kind of makes it maybe a little bit harder for moving forward, even though the goal is to move forward. And I see that it opens us up for more like fundraising opportunities. Is there going to be a little bit more sharing of the logistics of like, how that impacts our budget?
There's nothing to hide. Yes, the once it's executed by both Elias and Secretary Bunding or somebody from the Department of Education, absolutely will be shared. There was no, I don't know what document you're referring to, and maybe if you send it to me, I can comment on it further in terms of anybody's commitment to repay. This was the solution that was fashioned by both the Department of Education and Odyssey. From Dr. Longfellow, we learned that there's precedent for that. Whenever, be it a district or a school, is the funds are misspent or spent inconsistent with a charter or with the Department of Education guidelines, those funds are then recouped by the state. That's the process that the government shared with us, and we're simply following in that. I'm happy to, you know, explore it further and answer questions. Is it a solution that is pleasant? Absolutely not. You know, they're our Department of Education is our regulator, and they get to kind of control the process and control the conditions of our charter.
We are between a rock and a hard place, particularly in a very difficult budgetary year. But bottom line is, it's a formal review. We need to get beyond it in order to be able to qualify for a lot of grants, including the federal charter school grant. There's really not much else to say other than we're working really hard to kind of move beyond that. There is this, it's called recovery, but it's really the state just recoups its funds. We've gone various different ways. If we could have a fund, our idea, one of the ideas we pitched to the department was to have a fundraiser of non-public funds. Again, timing is an issue. Plus, it's very difficult to be asking Odyssey community for funds when there's a pandemic happening and the philanthropic efforts are harder than usual. So, you know, it's in the best interest of the school to move beyond this process. And on the document that you're referring to as to AHEPA's commitment, there is no document. AHEPA did not commit to recover or repay the money. That doesn't.
I'll check because it was under the first formal review in the public comments. There was a document that was shared with DOE from AHEPA, signed by AHEPA, about recovering those funds. So that was what I was referring to. I'll find it on the DOE public comments section. But I agree that I want to move ahead. There was just a lot of questions about that.
Thank you for the comment. Thank you for that. We will share the MOA once it's signed off by the DOE. And they agree to it. So it basically just states that we're gonna pay back any non-recovered funds with OCS funds. That's the basis of it. And like Elise said, we looked at a number of different options, and this is the one the DOE recommended because they want to close this out as well too. So we're going to move forward with that, that'll get us out of probation in the next few weeks. So we're excited about that. We're not excited about paying money, but we're excited about getting our information and moving forward to the school and opening up our ability to fundraise again, too, because that's kind of been really hurt as a result of the ongoing probation. But thanks for the questions, Peter. I guess, unless there are any other comments, I think that concludes the meeting. So we'll adjourn. Thank everybody. Stay safe. And hopefully we'll see you all again in person soon.
You need a motion.
Elise.
We're going to go into executive session.
Anna Maria moves to close to adjourn the meeting.
I second. This is Aaron.
But I just want to make before we close, I just want to make sure we're going to go into executive session for a few minutes to discuss some real estate items. All's in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, actually, we're not adjourning. We're actually going into executive session, and we'll adjourn.
Yeah.
We'll adjourn the open session. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. We'll see you in a couple minutes and 7:15 in the executive session. Does everybody have the link for that?
If you don't, I emailed it to everyone yesterday, so just look for an email from me. The subject line says important Zoom scheduling info.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.